This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio, Policy in a Pint. I'm Corey Crow, News and Public Affairs Director at KEDM Public Radio. And our panel tonight is Chancellor Dennis Epps of Louisiana Delta Community College, Rosalind Pogue at Career Connections at ULM, Karika Nabnett, Vice President for Workforce Development at CenturyLink, and a room full of smart people. And somebody asked me just moments ago, I know business is working hard in the area in this workforce development in. The Chambers of Commerce, Tom McCandlish is here. Tom, that's a spot I can't stand in. Let me go over here. Tom is with the West Monroe, West Ouachita Chamber. Tom, tell me a little bit about what our Chambers of Commerce are doing and how businesses can get involved in workforce development.
Well, a moment ago I heard the gentleman ask about education opportunities for high school children and getting them involved in workforce development. And we partner with the Ouachita Parish School Board and with Rosalind Pogue's group at ULM in the spring to put on what we call the Career Confidence Fair, wherein they're taught soft skills and how to interview, how not to interview, what to wear to an interview, what not to wear to an interview, what to post on Facebook, what to keep out of Facebook. So we think that those are very important things for young folks to know as they go prepare to enter the workforce. The younger you get them, the better it's going to it's gonna take hold.
Scott Bell is here. Scott has a question from the audience.
Hi there. This is mostly for Chancellor Epps and Ms. Pogue. I'm with the Strauss Youth Academy for the Arts, so I have a vested interest in children, but I also have an interest in continuing education and in adult education. One of the things that I would like to ask about is what you all can do and are doing to provide certification programs for people that may already have a degree or are already in the workforce and need an extra certification and things like that, because that's a very important thing for workforce development here in Monroe.
I'll start off, if it's okay with you. One of the reasons that Louisiana is in such high regard right now nationally in terms of workforce education is in the area of industry-based credentials. These are certification programs that companies in various fields have set standards by which students need to be able to prove the ability to perform in a given job. And we're strong in our industry-based credentials programs at Louisiana Delta. We also enjoy the fact that that a large part of our student population is involved in those training activities. You know, we serve about 30,000 students at Delta a year. About 10,000 of those are what people consider our typical credit students. The majority of training that we do at Delta is actually out in companies, out in plants, working with adult education organizations, and doing those short-term, high-impact, skill-specific, industry-based credentials training programs that allow people to get a leg up on a career, go out and earn a living wage.
I have a comment from the audience way over here in the corner.
I'm William Barnett. I'm the program chair for Computer Information Systems.
Yes.
The mystery degree at ULM.
Mm-hmm.
In the College of Business, we have a number of post-baccalaureate certificates mm-hmm. in specialized areas. One in CIS is specifically aimed at satisfying CenturyLink need for requirements engineers and developers, where it transitions people that have been displaced out of certain industries that are no longer viable, or for people that all of a sudden end up, you're in charge of the information systems or the IT group at your company, and you need that background. So we definitely we have that, and that's one of three that we have in the College of Business. The big thing for us is matching people that are in that position, getting them linked up with us, and then getting them linked up with businesses, and how to make that happen in a concise way. Is kind of what I see as a problem is we all do really good things on our own, but making it seamless as a process mm-hmm. would go a long way in this area toward building a tech corridor.
Dr. Eric Panny here with us tonight. Dr. Panny, talk to me about that a bit.
But to add to what Dr. Barnett was talking about as far as post-bac certificates, besides the information technology, accounting technology, which is a brand new program that blends both the CIS part, the technology part, as well as the accounting part. We have mortgage analytics, computed tomography, which is for radiologic technology people, unmanned aircraft systems, gerontological studies, and then I see Dr. Leonard Clark over there. He's the school director for education. I think we have probably half a dozen post-bac certificates in education. And so these are all designed for people who are either wanting to advance their career and have a bachelor's degree, or they're looking to change careers. And that way they don't have to invest in a full undergraduate program to make that change.
If there's a business person out here in the room tonight, or a business person who's listening on the radio today, and they go, hey, I have a need. Let me ask you, Dr. Patty, who do they need to call at ULM? And we'll go to Chancellor Epps next. Mm-hmm. Who do they need to talk to get involved and maybe see if we can help them?
I would say probably get in touch with me first. and my email address is just my last name, P-A-N-I, at ulm.edu. To give you some example, the mortgage and analytics program was something we developed because of a need that Chase Mortgage had. The information technology and the accounting programs in post-bac certificates were developed because of CenturyLink's needs. So earlier, I think you had asked about how do, or somebody had asked about how do school systems, how do universities and community colleges work with the companies, and these are excellent examples of doing that. Mm-hmm. Those programs were designed and vetted with the people that are in the companies that need those employees. So we're very interested in doing that. So anybody interested in doing something, please get in touch with me.
Chancellor Epps, if somebody's listening out there right now and says, I want to get involved, but I don't know who to talk to at Louisiana Delta Community College, who do they need to get a hold of?
Absolutely. On the business side, Dean Ball, who's here tonight, is our key contact person in our workforce division. Happy for anybody to call, ask for Dean, ask for me. Most all of our folks at Delta know exactly how to direct an employer to the right resources, and so we're happy to get those kind of calls.
Ryan Pierce is here from Louisiana Delta Community College. Ryan?
Yeah, I just wanted to add a few things. I think it's commendable that all of the institutions of higher education that are in the area are doing what they can to provide a quality workforce for business and industry. Mm-hmm. I just want to add to that note that at Delta Community College, we've actually just developed an Associate of Applied Science and Information Technology. Mm-hmm. And that degree specifically targets the holy trinity, if you will, of IT certifications. Mm-hmm. So the base or the core of that degree is going to be in A+, Network+, and Security+. And with those fundamentals, then our students can go on and go further into Windows Server, Linux-based certifications, Cisco certifications, and so on. So I just wanted to say again, for business and industry out there that are listening to this radio broadcast, you have tons of options at the four-year level, post-baccalaureate, but as well at the associate level, we can give you what you need to fill your workforce needs. Thank you.
All right.
I'd like to add just a quick comment to that. And one thing that I would love for the audience here, the listening audience, to know and to feel some pride over is the degree of cooperation and collaboration that exists in this community. Because, you know, we benefit, we all have our niches of what we provide at our institutions, but whether it's Louisiana Tech, ULM, Delta, obviously with our industry partners here, we're all working well together. And it's really wonderful. I've worked across the country to come to an area where people are more concerned with people getting the right solution than with who gets the credit. And so hats off to my colleagues at all institutions, also to Grambling and others who work extremely well together. We're a great team, and if you don't know where to go, get to one of us, and if we can't provide it, we're going to help you get to the one in the community who can.
All right, another question here. Good round of applause for Louisiana there. Jay Curtis and South Arkansas. I don't want to leave y'all out listening tonight. Jay Curtis is with us. Another question.
My question would be, we've heard about some of the programs developed at Delta, some of the programs developed at ULM, some of the programs I know that are at Tech too. What should we be doing next? What are the next steps to take this forward?
Wow. You want to do that or you want me to?
Stump the panel.
Nah.
All right, panel.
I'll take the first stab at it. Okay. I think the key thing is we have to look forward, not backwards. And at Delta, with it, for example, in advanced manufacturing, we know that things are moving forward with more robotics, with the demands that are there. And, you know, we continue to teach a lot of the traditional careers and the careers of today, but we're gearing up, we're planning facilities, we're beginning to think about what's needed tomorrow. And if I could answer your question in one word, it's when we plan, and planning was mentioned earlier, and I think this is true of all of our institutions tonight, getting the young people involved in that planning is critical, because older people like me, we know what has been. What we need to know is what will be, and we need more voice and more participation from people of all ages in that process of preparing to meet the future, because Louisiana needs to get out front and stay out front.
I think I agree. I definitely agree with that. And I know at ULM, our faculty is taking those necessary steps to look ahead and look into the future. What's the next thing? What's the next step that these students need to be aware of? Because we are in an ever-changing world. Without question, we are. My thoughts would be we need to start not just in college. You need to start in high school. You need to start in middle school. You need to start preparing these students, showing them these things, showing them these ideas and the technology that's taking place today, that once they reach that college level, then they are able to move forward in the curriculum and so forth that would lead them into that that particular career that they're interested in. I know that STEM is very important indeed, because it's very, as far as the technology it goes and so forth, but it's not necessarily the STEM program, it's any program. It could be nursing, it could be education. And all of those areas need to know and need to be aware what is that next step. And I would think that if it needs to start somewhere, it needs to start in your school districts, it needs to start in your middle school, it needs to start in your high school, so that when they reach college level, they have what they need to know and they can move forward with it.
Carrick, our next step.
Sure, and that actually it's going to be to some degree off of what my two colleagues up here have said, and that is with the elementary and secondary education, mm-hmm. and addressing that area. We believe that there is a very strong STEM program that we can implement into those areas, and we've begun that process here in Monroe, Ouachita Parish. The Louisiana legislature just passed Act 392, which set up the Louisiana STEM Advisory Council that is just getting kicked off. And the goal there is to perhaps identify a statewide STEM curriculum, but at the very least, try to encourage statewide STEM implementation of some sort or another. But I think we really are off to a great start here in our area. When you look at the other areas in the state that have STEM, there's not many. So I think a continuation of that and getting it down into the elementary schools more will be a very critical step towards our future.
And with that, we'll wrap up tonight. I want to thank everyone for being here on our panel. Chancellor Dennis Epps of Louisiana Delta Community College, Rosalind Pope, ULM Career Connections, Carrick and Abnett, Vice President of Workforce Development at CenturyLink. And I want to thank you, our audience, for being here. Thank you all for coming out. We have a great audience. And a thanks to Monterey Grill for hosting us tonight. This is KEDM Policy in a Pint. This is all online as well. And if you're hearing this radio broadcast and want to find out more, you can visit our website at kedm.org. Thanks and have a great night. I'm Corey Crow. We appreciate you being here and listening.